Hey everybody, welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges, I'm the host, and we're back with part two with Dr. Sherry Edwards on bioacoustic analysis. If you missed part one, yeah, you can listen to this through. I mean, they can stand alone, but one builds on the other, and you really have a good explanation of what bioacoustics is. And we'll do a real quick review of that, but it'll be very, very tertiary. But we're going to go through and we're going to talk about Biden's rant, what's behind his bioacoustics, motivation, and so forth. We're going to take a look at Tom Renz, my friend from Ohio, the lawyer that's representing the frontline doctors. And I got to tell you, Tom is the real deal. And I think zeal is a term I would use to describe Tom. He is totally committed to helping this country in any way he can. And we're going to get into Joe Behar from The View, Joy Reid, and Whoopi. You really want to know what motivates these people? They are literally insane. I don't think I could stand to be in the same room with them. But we're going to find out what motivates them today using the science of bioacoustics. And Sherry, welcome to the show. And just very, very briefly, can you give us a thumbnail sketch of what bioacoustics is and what it does, just in case someone missed part one?
We stick a microphone. Oh, I'm excited to be here today.
Oh,
we
thanks.
Have some information for people of who's behind this and what they may be able to do about it. But essentially, bioacoustics, we stick a microphone in front of your face. We have you talk for 30 seconds. And then over the last 30 years that we've been doing this, we compare it to other people's charts, and we can tell things about your motivations, your perceptions, what you want to do with your life or not, who you're most compatible with. And then we've finally been able to look at the biochemistry of the brain through your vocal print. Your brain's a central processing unit, and your voice is a holographic representation of that.
Yeah, I know. It makes me nervous to know you in one sense, Sherry. First of all, I got to say this to the audience. She has pinpointed a couple things in health for me that I never told her. Never told her. And she found it. I'm telling you, this works. But then also, too, Sherry, I'm afraid you know my deep, dark secrets. Although I will tell you this, I am committed to this movement. I think that would probably show through on these tests. I gave up an awful lot to do this. So, anyway, on that note, you notice she's not saying anything. It's called client confidentiality. okay, Sherry, where do you want to start?
I want to start with where we left off last time we met, and that we were talking about narcissistic people and some of their traits.
Yes.
And we were able to look at some of our leaders and find out that they were using narcissistic ploys. And based on what you've asked me to do, I've gone back and looked at a lot of other charts. Essentially, a narcissistic person, there's thousands of studies about this. They lie, they distract, they deny what you feel and what you say. They bribe you with promises to see things their way. But they have a need to control your behavior, curtail your access to support. So we got a lot of people in that category that are lying to keep you serving them and serving their agenda.
Yeah.
And the last one I did was Biden, because it was so full of lies when he was condemning the non-vaxxed and saying, this is safe, it's effective, and you unvaxxed people are going to get yours because I'm coming after you, and you governors that are in my way, you're going to get yours. And
yeah,
Yeah.
I have a question about Biden, though.
Okay.
He's so demented and so out of touch with his own faculties and sense of awareness. Does he know he's lying about the vaccine, or is he just robotically repeating what he's told? What do you think it is?
He's been given absolutely wrong and false information, but right now he's just trying to cover his behind.
But let me back to my question. Does he know he's lying?
Yes.
Okay.
He's trying to protect his own reputation. And if anybody wants to see a good example of how to go at a narcissist. Look at Rand Paul's stuff with Fauci. He has proven that Fauci is lying, proven that Fauci's involved in some real dirty work, and he does it correctly. He doesn't allow him to get away with any lie whatsoever. But in looking at some of Biden's traits, he's saying, I protect all Americans. Is that a lie? Certainly it is. Look at Afghanistan.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, absolutely. You know, when we do the food sales on here that we'll do in this hour, Sherry, I tell people, can you really trust a government that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines? No, you can't. And it's Biden.
Well, I'm going to add to the narcissistic list, and you can find these online. They throw tantrums. They turn others against you. They use coercion and threats and use you to enhance their own reputation for financial gain at your expense. And that's what Biden did with this last rant against the unvaccinated. When he's saying this is safe and effective, we already know it isn't. We already know people are lying. Even if that side or that side is lying, there's still so much controversy. You have to know that somebody is lying in dealing with this rant. And you look at his vocal print, and I'll send it to you so you can post it for people. It's nothing more than cover his behind. Mm-hmm. He does not care about the people. There's not 1 ounce of blue in his chart, and blue means caring for others and being emotional about it. He's totally intellectual in his head. It's going to be justice. It's going to be my way, and it's going to protect me. Somebody has promised him to protect his reputation, to protect what's going down in history. This is not his words. He doesn't have any bottom line to what he's saying, so he has no foundation. It's not his own stuff. He's just doing it to manipulate people and throwing these little bully tantrums and threatening people. It's one of the worst kinds of narcissists there are, because they will hurt you. They will make sure that they get what they need at your expense, and that's exactly what Biden was saying. The unvaccinated is causing the damage. You've heard some of the news. That's not true. People who are vaccinated are getting all of these strains. It's not about who's vaccinated and who isn't. I don't know exactly what it's about or where people are getting or how it's being transferred, because nothing seems to be working. I don't think they really know how it's transferred from person to person. Masks don't seem to be working. Vaccines aren't working. Staying away from other people's not working. And these threats and this coercion and threatening governors. They're threatening governors to go after. If you get in my way, I'm coming after you. And that's one of the things. They have a low tolerance for confrontation of any kind. And so Biden is using the DOJ and the FBI to go after people who don't want to bow down and kiss his feet and say, yes, master.
But you're exactly right. You have pinpointed that. In fact, the persecution of Stuart Rhodes, which is unrelated to our discussion but related to what you just said. Stuart Rhodes was in D.C., did not have a gun, did not go on the Capitol grounds. He broke no laws. The guns he had with him were outside Washington, D.C. jurisdiction, so he didn't break any of the laws. And then they said, well, he purchased all these guns to mount an insurrection. And I looked at the indictment as they unraveled it on CNN, and he purchased these guns on January the 10th. It was right there on the indictment. And I'm going, who are they fooling? And then they said this, you don't have to complete a crime for it to be a conspiracy. So this is all set up. Now, here's what they're doing. The next day, the DOJ went to the big tech companies and issued them all a subpoena and said, you have not done your job in policing your platforms, in stopping radicalism. Radicalism is anyone who disagrees with Biden. So now they're going after the tech companies, so they come after us. And then they want to get the files so they can link us to materially or emotionally supporting what happened on January 6th with the riot, not the insurrection, but the riot, so they can come put us in prison. So this is why I brought this up, Sherry. It parallels exactly what you said, and I wanted to make one other comment. You talked about Biden had absolutely no empathy towards other people. Well, I can tell you in my days as a therapist that there's an inverse relationship between narcissism and empathy. As one measure goes up, the other measure goes down. So that fits perfectly with what you're saying here. Yeah, he is dangerous. He could put 100 million people in concentration camps, kill them all, and not feel one second of remorse.
I can't understand why we, the people, are allowing this to happen. I think part of it is they didn't have an answer of what to do. But I can't possibly answer with Biden, what is his motive of someone so ignorant of the facts and spinning the facts and threatening people? What could possibly be his motive? And I looked into this. It looks like money is one, reputation is another, his place in history is another, and the only group that could promise him that is Big Pharma.
Well, they certainly have the resources. There's no question about that. Was there anything else significant in Biden's chart that caught your attention when you did the analysis?
That he's going after people. That I think if we go look at the literature, how do you deal with a narcissist? And we treat these people that we know are lying to us as if they have to convince us. We just back off and believe them. We've got to go at them, just like Rand Paul is doing now in Congress, going after Fauci. In looking at Biden, the biggest thing is he doesn't give a twit about you, the people. He cares about his reputation. He cares about protecting his family. Not you. There's nothing in there that says that he is for you, the people. He has this intellectual need for justice through exaggerated information that's not even his own. This is not his stuff. These people are just saying they're going to protect him and his history.
But you know what? You said he cares about his family. Let me go a step aside from this. His own daughter's diary, obtained for a short time by Project Veritas. They chose not to use it, I think, because they didn't want to feel the wrath of Biden. And I'm just presuming that. I would feel the same way. But he allegedly sexually abused his daughter in the shower. We don't know how many times, but that's in her diary. So when we say concern about family, if that's a concern he's got about his family, God help the country.
I've seen pictures of him touching little girls inappropriately. They've vanished from the internet because they're controlling everything that's coming out or attempting to come out. But Biden doesn't care about you, the people. And get that in your head. Neither does a narcissist. They only care about how they serve, how you serve their agenda. Confront them. Go online. Look at how do you deal with a narcissist. And don't let anybody from your school board up to the president. Don't let anybody get away with trying to plow you under.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Sherry, we got to step aside just for a second for our first break here. Ladies and gentlemen, this first segment's been brought to you by Noble Gold. And I can't stress the importance of diversifying your portfolio. If you have assets to protect, you absolutely need to talk with Noble Gold. And I mean that sincerely. And if you want the royal treatment, tell them I told you to call because I know them well. I'm also a customer. What they'll do is they'll diversify you in gold, in silver. They have Bitcoin possibilities. they'll insure and revamp your IRA and 401k and transfer it into something that won't crash because your business or bank that sponsored it crashed. They have the full meal deal. And I got to tell you, I watched them for 2 years, and my audience was saying, Dave, these guys are great. And I said, well, I better jump into this. And I think my audience under-exaggerated. They are better than great. They're the best I know in the business. I trust them with my portfolio, and they will not push you to close a deal. That's the best thing about them. They have integrity. They're honest. They don't push you. All you got to do is give them a call. Ready for the number? 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave Hodges told you to call. They gave me a URL, too, and God help me, I just had a senior moment. I had a Biden moment here, and I've spaced it out. But anyway, if you call that number, 877-646-5347, you will get there. And I don't think you have a lot of time. I think you really need to move on this pretty quickly. Well, we're speaking with Dr. Sherry Edwards, and we've been using the science of bioacoustics. You can always play the show back if you're just joining us, and you can listen to what Sherry had to say about how this works, and then listen to how we're applying it to Biden, and then you wonder why we're in the mess we're in. He has not done one thing for America. He's been against America. He's tearing America down, and we're getting insight into the personality that's doing all that. Sherry, do we have anything else to add on Biden, or are we ready to move on to The View?
One more comment.
Okay.
One of the things that Biden said in his speech, and I encourage everybody to go look at his speech line by line, and also to look at the science that he is denying. DeSantis from Florida and Abbott from Texas are two governors that are standing against Biden and keeping the freedom for the people. And Biden threatened to use his power as president to get them out of the way. And I'm quoting.
He did. And this comes from his narcissism ratings. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. He's gone off the deep end of narcissism. Look at how many people have died and have been killed by these shots and maimed, and young children dying from myocarditis and blood clots. And the science says, don't do that to your children. He keeps right on pushing. He doesn't care about you or your children or any of it. He cares about his own reputation.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. Listen, the children aren't dying unless they have comorbid conditions to begin with. They do not die from this. So why are you giving them vaccinations? And they are dying. Sherry, I'm going to jump to the head of the line just on this one thing, because you raise such a good point about good old Biden and his lack of ethics and morality. But I know Tom Rents, and I'm getting to know him pretty well, and we spent some time together at Clay Clark's conference this last weekend in Phoenix. And what he said on my show and what he said to me in person is absolutely incredible. I'm going to leave out the blockbuster. I'll tell you this at a later time off the air, because we need to do some work on this, and it's new and breaking, and I'm still getting my head wrapped around it. But what he has said on my show and what we also talked about was there's no test for COVID. We know that. It's all false positives designed to drive up the numbers, and I've been saying that for almost 2 years. The thing that he said that his frontline doctors people said was that the variants are a cover for vaccine deaths. Mike Adams published an article, said 100,000 people have died over expected rates in the last month, and the insurance companies admit to it. Celeste Solemn said that number will grow to 300,000, and she predicted that a year and a half ago on my TV show. This is what's going on. Most of the people, and Tom found this as he's, weaving his lawsuit through the courts, he had to go out and do discovery. So what did he find? In the ICUs and emergency rooms, he's finding that most of the people are vaccinated. That's why the frontline doctors that concluded the variants, which aren't deadly, are cover for vaccine death. This is Biden. This is Biden and Fauci.
I have to add this. I went to the library and got one of those freebie things where you test yourself. I just want to see what it was like. You have to take, there's a code on the front that you have to put your phone on.
Oh, yeah.
That puts you in their system. to track them, to track anybody you have been next to totally invade you and totally get to more people who won't go to the doctor to get a test, but will get one of these things. 500 million of them, he said, he's giving away for free. So he's trying to get all the people who are resistant to push them into the system. And as soon as you read that code, you're done for.
What do you think the implication will be? Where do you see that going?
They'll be able to track you and say, you've been with somebody that's infected, therefore I'm arresting you and putting you in some kind of camp like they're doing in Australia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because by hitting that little code on the front, they say that's giving them permission to invade you from the inside out.
Wow.
So don't do it.
Wow. That's all I got to say is I hadn't looked at it. That's really good. This is why I love to do this show with you, because I go off and I do the research, you know, following research trails, and you come at this with bioacoustic science, and we keep ending up in the same place. That's pretty amazing.
The truth will make you miserable, but it will set you free at the same time.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of misery we're going to be going through. And I just hope that America realizes that, as they say, freedom isn't free. You got to get off the couch. And then when you're off the couch, you got to get other people to get off the couch. We got to get to work, folks. We have to find ways to make ourselves useful, wake this country up, so when we win the next election by 80-20, they can't steal it with the ballots because we're all over it. I'm serious. An awake country won't let that happen.
Stay calm but confrontational with the facts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. I'm still kind of blown away by how we landed on the same square there using totally different methodologies. Okay, are we ready to go to the show The View, which is the biggest propaganda show on TV, in my humble opinion? It's worse than anything that CNN puts out, who's, by the way, their ratings have dropped 90%.
Can I give an opinion about Rents?
Oh, yeah. You mean Tom Rentz, the attorney? Yes.
Yes. People need hope, and they need to feel safe and protected. And Tom Rentz is protecting some pretty wonderful people. They will not stop him. Remember, we've talked about 42 is normal, and there is an octave that says this is somebody who has a mission from God. Rentz has a score of over 4,000. on justice and freedom.
This is what I know about him. Yes, that matches the Tom Rentz that I know. I'll let the cat out of the bag, but I don't want to go down this avenue because I want to hit The View. Tom and I, and also Stu Peters, and Stu Peters is to be commended for a life he just helped save, but we found evidence, clear evidence, and including a guy who procures advertisement for me, who's a very good friend now, he has this evidence too. COVID people in hospitals are being executed for the payoff from the government that they pay to COVID victims. And we got the proof.
God.
We got the proof. Tom's deeply involved in a case, and he stopped one execution on Friday, this last Friday. That's what he and I spent 35 minutes talking about, and 5 minutes other stuff at this conference we were at. They're trying to invite me out to an event that they're doing. I got to see if I can make it work because you know how my schedule is. But I'm going to jump into this, and you and I are going to do some work on this with bioacoustics too. But we saved one life. My friend on the other end of things who procures advertising for me felt bad because no one was able to act quick enough to save this lady's life, who called my friend and said, if you don't get me out of the hospital, they're going to kill me. And they put people under guard now when they do this. So anyway, we're going to leave that there because, folks, this is what's coming. And Sherry, I'm going to put Sherry to work on this. She doesn't know that yet, but now she does.
I need to make a comment. In December of 2019, we did the math and we came out with, this is man-made. Natural viruses do not react this way. They are just now what, 2 years later, 3 years later, coming out with, yes, this was man-made. They could have listened in the first place, and it would have saved a lot, because we have the mathematical antidotes to this. And I feel so guilty, because when I first discovered this, when I first discovered how to deal with these numbers and the brain and to reverse things in the brain, I gave it all away. And I'm pretty sure from looking at the numbers in this virus that they use the basis of what I provided to the public to create these strains that are killing people and making them sick. So I don't know what to say about it, except I feel awful that I was so stupid. I gave it all away for people to use against other people.
Well, that's not, there's no recrimination there. You can use a gun for good, self-defense, hunting for food, and yet a gun can be used for incredible evil. It's the instrument's neutral. It's the person using it is the person that's responsible for its good or evil use.
Well, I think we need to get this out to more people, and exactly what we're going to talk about with The View, there is a reason there that everybody needs to be able to use this, and we'll talk about that later.
No, why don't we step into that? Well, let me get the break out of the way, because we're at a natural break point. And just want to say that, ladies and gentlemen, and I talked about this at Clay Clark's conference, I do believe there's going to be a grid down. If the Democrats feel that they can't win this upcoming election, they are going to pull unbelievable shenanigans. You think you saw a lot of violence in the 574 riots from 2020? Try again. It's going to be a lot worse. I think, like I said, the grid's coming down. They'll do anything not to have an election, and I mean anything. So when the grid goes down, how will you communicate with your family? Cell phones are gone, right? CVs will be gone. Telephones will be gone. Email, internet, all gone. So if you're like us, we live outside the city, but we all often frequently go into the city. So how would we rally? How would we communicate? That would be a scary, scary thing. So what we have is the satellite phone store and the Inmarsat cell phone, our sat phone. They cannot track you. They can only track you within 50 miles. They're not going to take those phones down because the government uses the same satellites. They're going to survive what's coming. So do you want to be able to communicate? No, it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. I pay 1/4 the cost for my sat phone than I do my cell phone. 1/4 the cost. Are you hearing me? Yes. Now, I don't chit-chat on this. This is for emergency. And by the way, if you ever broke down, your cell phone's not working, all your sat phone needs is the sky. I can give you a million reasons why you need to do this. And you really need to do it now, because we keep running out. We're selling out, and the public is waking up to the danger. So how do you get yours? Go to Sat with Dave. I'm the Dave. SatWithDave.com. And you'll see the complete product line, complete explanations of how everything works. And then they'll have customer service there right there online. It's domestic-based customer service, so you'll be able to understand them. And they're extremely helpful. I've gotten to know some of them now, and they're really, really good. SatWithDave.com. We're talking to Dr. Sherry Edwards, and we're going to get into The View. And I just see I can't stand watching it, but when I force myself to watch it, I see hyperactivity in the realm of extreme evil. That's my view of them. They are on a manic state, but their predominant underlying motivation seems to be evil. So I'll let you take it from there.
I would like to thank you for bringing this up about the sat phone. I'm going to get them for my family. And I would like you, since you are in touch with so many people, to make a list of the things that we should look for, go at internet that we can use to get the truth. I think that would be ideal for all of our people that are involved with us.
Well, you know, one of the things they do, Sherry, they also have a messaging service. It's a companion company, and the ownership overlaps, and it's called Galileo, G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O. And you can play that back, ladies and gentlemen. It's not spelled like the scientist, G-A-L-I-L-E-Y-O. It's emergency messaging service and sending out news releases. Now, right now, you don't have trouble getting news, but what if they take the system down? This is a system that Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman, Mike Adams, and myself are piloting. And you can sign up, monthly subscriptions, very inexpensive. And you can sign up for the four of us or anything else that on there that you like. And then you'll be getting regular updates from us. We're conditioning the public. This is where you need to go if they take everything down. And this is called Galileo.com. That's where you'd sign up for it once you have the sat phone. Galileo. I wasn't even planning on talking about that, but you brought that up. Sherry, we're going to have a new system that's going to survive the takedown. That's what I'm saying.
That is incredible. It's needed because they're going to knock down and isolate all of us with a flip of a button.
Yeah.
They have that power.
They sure do.
Yeah, we need to band together and confront these people and get them one off the air like Joy Behar. You know, when you asked me to listen to her, I couldn't hardly stand it.
I know.
She was saying, Fox News recommends you do not get the vaccine, nor do you wear a mask. And she said, and I'm just sick of it. Well, if she had listened to Fox News, she'd know that's totally untrue.
Yes.
She is an empty-headed... Her hair should...
Yeah, I hear you. I know.
The concept are not hers. She wants to manage people's emotions. And she manages mine. It just ticks me off that she's such a liar and she's still on TV. She lacks the perception of how her words are going to influence others. She has absolutely no F sharp on any octave, which means carrying out the plan is not anything she knows. Somebody has given her information into her empty head, and she's just spouting it out because somebody's convinced her that with these words that she can manage people's emotions. There's a total lack of connection between her words and her actions. Somebody's just dictating to her. And you can prove it. Go listen to Fox News. Even one show, they talk about get your vaccine, get your boosters. Dana Perino's had all three, but she still got COVID, and she talks about that. So she is just up there to manipulate you into the theme of you're stupid, the government's smart, let's go with it. You know, this started with Obama and Hillary, where Obama was about Obamacare, where they had Jonathan Gruber get up there and say, he was like the head of the Obamacare thing, said, the public is too stupid to know what they need. We need to dictate to them. And he was telling the truth. She's just an empty-headed bimbo, and she doesn't even have any original thoughts. I thought she was so empty, I would do somebody else. So I did Whoopi.
Well, let's go through a little bit about Behar's readings. Give us just a couple of examples that made you draw that conclusion. When you look at her voice frequency, the octaves and so forth, by the various dimensions you measure, what did you find specifically?
She's incredibly naive, and when it comes to her own ego and justice, it's total fantasy that she's talking about. She has no future information in her chart, which means she doesn't care how her words are going to affect other people's decision making. Like I said, she's an empty-headed bimbo with no F sharp, and F sharp stands for a balance between perception and action. She doesn't have any foundation of her own. She's going on emotions, and somebody is really feeding her, if you do this, you'll be great. If you know, they're really pumping her up, and it's just silliness.
So you're right, there's no foundation to her, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah, well, I see that in just in what she talks about. I mean, she says ludicrous things, and there's no logic to back up what she says.
Well, just like the Fox stuff, it's totally... Anybody who listens to Fox knows that that's not true. So I can't believe her about anything else.
Okay. All right. you're not surprising me on this. I mean, there are very few shows... I mean, I can even stand to watch CNN for a little while just to find out what they're up to. But when I turn on The View, I just almost get this visceral feeling of nausea. It's terrible. I can't stand being there.
A responsible adult will always think about, if I do this, if I say this, what will happen to the people hearing it. And she doesn't care.
Wow. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. You just nailed it. So, okay, who's next on the hit parade from The View?
Whoopi, I think, is a good one. I was surprised about Whoopi's stuff. She's a multitasker. She is somebody who has an education. Now, she's politically illiterate because she's listening to somebody. It's not her own stuff. She's listening to somebody that has really decided to defile public opinion. That's one of the things that a narcissist does. Anybody you have a good opinion about or supports you, they're going to take that away from you. She could do something. This ticks me off. Joy Behar's too empty to do anything. But with Whoopi, she could do something if she would just pay attention to what is really going on. But she can also be very volatile, very narrow-minded if somebody crosses her from what somebody else has told her to do. She wants justice, but she wants it her way. But she lets whoever's ahead of her, above her, to sway her. And there, she's just not getting the truth. If somebody could somehow get her the truth about things, I think she could be on the side, because she really likes truth.
Really?
She's just really... Yeah, she's really defending the wrong side. And she just... I don't think she understands what justice is. I don't think she understands how many times Biden insults Black Americans.
Oh, all the time, yeah.
And she's still working on them. She could make a difference if she would just look at the facts. She is emotionally motivated for justice and information. She also is purpose motivated, and her vocal profile looks something like Biden's. So she has swallowed that Biden slime, hook, line, and sinker, but she knows better on some level. She's got more in her than she's letting out, but she's also very angry. It says, you have strong opinions about your own opinions. That's the first sentence of her report.
Mm-hmm.
You may appear to overestimate your own value. You have a strong sense of justice, and this plays against somebody's feeding her a big line of what is going on. So she's salvageable. Joy Behar is not. And one of the things Whoopi has that matches Behar is she also has a very strong naive about justice. So somebody has given her the idea that if she does this, it's going to save these people. It's going to do these things for this person. She's not looking at the whole picture, but she's capable of it. And I am more angry with her than I am with Joy Behar, empty-headed Behar.
Yeah. Well, Whoopi drives me up the wall too, though. I have a real visceral reaction with her, because what she says is factually wrong, and she's so arrogant and condescending in her nature. That's what turns me off about her.
And she has a voice that's just really annoying.
I know. I hear you.
Ugh.
I know. That's absolutely true.
And she knows better. That's the worst kind. Behar doesn't have enough sense to know any better. And neither did that Joy, that other Joy Reed or whatever her name was.
You know, to show you how ignorant some Americans still are, and we've made some inroads, but nobody should be watching this show. Nobody. They should realize it's all for propaganda.
It is total propaganda. And the people don't even know they're being used.
Are you saying that Whoopi doesn't really know she's being used?
I think she does, but she's going to go along with it anyway, and it makes her angry at herself that she's doing it. I think that's why she appears angry all the time, and she sort of chews on her words and sort of swallows them at the same time she's saying them. I used to have a lot of respect for her as an intellect and a person and a fighter. But now that I know she knows better, she's off my list. I'll never go see her again.
Yeah, I don't remember the movies, but my wife and I saw her in a couple of movies back in the 90s. And she was fun. She was an exciting actress. I thought she played the role really well, likable. But she's the antithesis of that on this show.
Yep. Arrogant, volatile, and arrogant is dangerous. And that's what she is.
You have to wonder, though, I am triple vaxxed, but I got COVID. You think that'd wake her up.
Yeah, and with Biden saying it's safe and effective, there's proof right there with Whoopi that it isn't. If it was effective, she wouldn't have gotten it, COVID.
I think you're right. You're absolutely right about that. Is Whoopi, sorry, I'm Freudian slip there. Is Whoopi salvageable?
I think if you had a good enough story or somebody who was a friend of hers got mistreated, you might salvage her. But I think money has a lot to do with it, too.
You know, I got to say this is really off topic. I just had a brainstorm, and I'm not going to tell you why. I need you to take another look at Tulsi Gabbard in the last couple of weeks, few weeks, since the new year.
Okay.
Okay. I want to do a future show with her in it. And it just hit me. Something I said about Whoopi brought to mind Tulsi Gabbard. And I don't want to even give you a hint. Okay. I want to see what you come up with independent of my opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Folks, we got a truth detector right here. I don't know if you understand this, but this we have, I should say we, no, this is no we here. Sherry has been extremely accurate in what she has said about people, and then we go along, and what she said comes into fruition. Of course, what you're saying about Biden is now, at this point, kind of omnipresent. You know what I mean? You're just kind of giving us the definitions to define him with. But there's no hiding the great unifier, the moderate Democrat, all that nonsense we were told. I mean, he's flat out Stalin and Lenin, and he's getting ready to do a purge. There's no constitution for him. Yeah, he's Stalin and Lenin. There's no question.
They were all narcissists also. How did we get rid of them? I would encourage everybody to go online and look up how to get rid of a narcissist.
Well, unfortunately for the Soviet Union, they didn't get rid of Stalin. He died in office. Khrushchev, Yeltsin, others came along. What got rid of them was they got broke. We broke their economy. Reagan did with military spending. But they didn't stop. They sent people to this country to subvert us in the media, universities, and so forth. There's really a good show that people ought to go watch, and it's now in syndication. It's called The Americans, and I think it was 5 years long, and it was a story of a couple that came here unrelated to each other, not married, but they posed as married and ended up having two kids. But they were the Russians, and they did just what I said, infiltrate and indoctrinate and sabotage. And they did that. After the fall, they did that. So they absolutely did that. Wow.
You should run the other direction from anybody who's curtailing your freedom.
That's true.
And confront them about why they think they ought to have that position in your life.
That's true. So we've got Behar. Have we done Joy Reid? We got to do Joy Reid.
And we haven't done her yet. And I think her downfall, somebody in her staff turned her in for something, and they came at her from below and above at the same time and kind of converged. When you look at her print, it looks like there's almost two people in there. She wants rewarded, and she's going to become very disillusioned when she's not recognized. So she may break some, whistle. She may do some whistleblowing.
Wow. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
She's being pushed by somebody, but she too has no notes of B, and the notes of A sharp and B are all about other people. She doesn't have any notes about B, the concern about other people in a long term. So very selfish, egotistical, a lot of personal emotions, a lot of need for accomplishment. She wants to be the news, not report the news.
Right.
And somebody is jerking her foundation, her reputation out from under her.
Well, I don't think she's got much of a reputation. And she's just, she's like a bubble-headed weather forecaster on TV. That's how I see her. There's no substance to her whatsoever. Do you find that too?
I find it's not really her words. It's just for a purpose. And she keeps it all in her intellect, not in her heart at all.
Wow. Well, I think you're absolutely right on the money with her. But what do you think is behind these people? What is the general theme that you would be inclined to entertain as a possibility?
To accomplish a goal of the government controlling your life completely and to indoctrinate you into that acceptance mode that's okay. American people aren't going to fall for it. They're waking up. They're not going to allow it to happen. But I think you've got people paying them off either with what they'll do for them, emotions, money is probably a big one. I think the drug companies have more money than God. And they can buy off anybody that they want.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
But look at it. They're the ones that are gaining money, they and their investors. Look at who's investing in big drug companies, and you'll see who's going along with this garbage.
Well, it's big pharma to a large extent.
And their goal is health control. And that's what's going to happen next, and that's what I want to be involved in. They're going to ration what medications people get. We're doing experiments with that right now. They're going to ration health care. They already have. They're going to ration food. We need to stand up and say no more.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, in New York and then Minnesota, they wanted to, well, actually in New York they're doing it. They want to ration therapeutics that are in short supply thanks to Biden. They want to ration therapeutics along racial lines, and white people need not apply. Get to the end of the line. Did you hear about that?
I did. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that in California, because of the color of your skin, they're going to pay you more to be a teacher in the school system. That isn't even logical.
Well, Minnesota was one of the places, too, where they were going to invoke this race-based priority system for treatment with COVID therapeutics. But today, good news, on the verge of getting sued, they backed down. Now, New York has still implemented their program, and I'm sure that Oregon and Washington State will follow suit.
Well, another thing they're doing we have to protect is the elections, which you're doing a lot about. They gave election voting rights to, 100,000 illegals with no ID?
Yeah, New York City, right.
That isn't even logical. I mean, there are some stipulations. You have to be working and things like that, but they're just taking our Constitution and our voting rights and our freedom of speech, and they're just stomping all over it.
Yeah, well, you have to understand, these people are dedicated Marxist communists, and the term Build Back Better accurately describes what they're doing. Before you can build back something better, something has to be destroyed, and they're trying to destroy our country. So when you say it doesn't make any sense, if you look at it from the paradigm, how do we tear down America brick by brick so we can make it the way we want? Well, you destroy their elections. You don't enforce any of the laws. You let criminals out of prison to go after other people. You make life so bad that they beg for someone to take control, just like Germany did Hitler in the midst of their depression. And this is what's happening now.
With France and Germany, they just asked me to do their leaders, and their leaders are saying, if you won't get vaccinated, we are going to make you miserable, treat you like criminals until you comply.
I know, I hear you. I got to get one last promo in here. Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear about what China's doing to preserve the sanctity of the health of the athletes in the Olympic Village? And before you think it's noble, it's not. They're shutting everything down in China, everything, including the six major ports. What does that mean for the supply chain? What does that mean for the transport of products like food? Do you have your storable food? If you don't, this should be motivation enough to do this. This story broke yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just share this with you very quickly. If you go to preparewithdave.com, you'll discover there's 25-year shelf life of food, a great sale, 2,000 calories per day, balanced meals. It's high in caloric content. And you go, whoa, that's not good. No, you're conditioned to say that. If you're eating storable food, you're eating to stay alive. You need high-calorie food. So I'm begging you, because I can't help you when you come to my door. You can't trust the government that left behind 1,000 citizens behind Afghanistan enemy Taliban lines, can you? You've got to take care of your family. You've got to do it now. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Sherry, we're just getting started with these analyses, but they've been spot on. So to kind of put a summary on all this, the View members are controlled. They're getting their information from elsewhere. They're really not on top of things in terms of being knowledgeable. So that makes them empty vessels to fill up with propaganda. Did I summarize that pretty good?
That's good. They're working for a carrot on a stick.
Oh my gosh, that's good. I like that. That's okay. I got to get that image out of my head so I can continue. The other thing that we looked at was Biden, and yes, I've seen his temper tantrums. He's talking about the vaccine, and he looks in the camera, do it! I mean, exaggerated anger. Like 0 to 60, I'll kick your ass if you were on this side of the camera. Excuse my French, but that's what he looks like.
Go take this shot. That really doesn't help. And if it doesn't kill you, I'll see to it that you die.
Yeah, well, they're getting to the point where insurrection and treason or anyone that disagree with this is scary what's coming. I'm hoping people are listening to me here. This is something that Sherry and I are going to work on. Stuart Rhodes, and we're going to go down that road, and Tulsi Gabbard, she's the flip side of this coin, and we're going to go down this road in a future show. But ladies and gentlemen, this is scary stuff. Sherry, talk about bioacoustic analysis a little bit and what you guys do. We got about 2 minutes.
I would like anybody who wants this power back in their own hands that we've just demonstrated today to get in touch with us. So we have free classes for them to learn to do this, free software for them to learn to do this. And I know you're not supposed to use the word free because that freaks everybody out. And we don't send stuff out that says free. We just say this is for the public. So if you want to create a center in your community, please get in touch with me, just my name at gmail.com, and say I'm very interested in setting up a center. We want to help you. We want to train you. Mm-hmm. We're going to create a wall, a Hadron's wall, like they created in England, to keep the taxmen out of the peasants. We're going to create a wall between us and the government trying to control your health.
Wow. That's pretty good. So you have these centers around the country, and they're the ultimate truth tellers, aren't they?
They are, and there's so much that the government is doing, allowing to be done, like statins and Gardasil and things that these drug companies have deliberately created to make your health bad so you will become their customer. There's books written about this. There's people who are experiencing it. They know that they're going to hurt people. It's a line item in their budget, and we want to give the power back to the people to create their own optimal health, their optimal form and function. I'm not allowed to say we create health. That's why we want a lot of people around. We're snowed under. We get 1,000 requests a week. We're snowed under. We need help. We need people who want to learn to do this.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. That's incredible. I wanted to ask you another question, but I'm going to save it for off air because we are out of time, Sherry. Thank you so much for this very interesting analysis.